This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the Leadership Summit, organized by a private media organization, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people, underlining that when the people trust their government, the impact on the development is profound. He further highlighted that the state of uncertainty kept Jammu and Kashmir engulfed in violence for 7 decades. But the contrast today is that newspapers across the country are reporting about the record-breaking voting in the region. Mentioning about the Bodo Cultural Festival, the Prime Minister said that the lives of these people have changed with the Bodo Peace Accord. Mr. Modi pointed out that times have changed, and now it is the terrorists who feel unsafe in their own homes. The Home Ministry today said that security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The security situation in Manipur has remained fragile for the past few days. The ministry stated in a statement that armed miscreants from both communities in conflict have been indulging in violence, leading to loss of life and disruption of public order. It said strict action will be taken against anyone attempting to indulge in violence or disruptive activities. Important cases have been handed over to the NIA for effective investigation. The public has been urged to remain peaceful, refrain from believing rumors, and cooperate with security forces to maintain law and order in the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of society. In virtual interaction with BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program, Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. Maharashtra is set to go to the polls on 20th of November and the counting of votes is scheduled for 23rd of November. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and India blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for their party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that Hemant Soren government is treating tribals for vote bank only. Addressing an election meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Dumka, Mr. Shah alleged that UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of tribals of the state. While addressing an election meeting at Jamtara, senior BJP leader and assembly co-in-charge Hemant Biswa Sarma accused Hemant Soren of making false promises. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused BJP of threatening his government. While addressing an election meeting at Dumka, Mr. Soren accused that the centre has activated ED and CBI during ongoing elections in the state. In Punjab, former Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal has resigned from the presidentship of Shiromani Akali Dal, SAD. He submitted his resignation to the working committee of the party this afternoon. Party spokesperson Dr. Daljeet Singh Cheema announced this on social media platform X. Dr. Cheema said that Mr. Badal submitted his resignation to pave the way for the election of a new president. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a 5-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that this will be his first visit to Nigeria, which is India's close partner in the West African region. Mr. Modi noted that his visit will be an opportunity to build upon the strategic partnership, which is based on a shared belief in democracy and pluralism. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Jitan Ram Manji inaugurated the MSME Pavilion at the 43rd India International Trade Fair in New Delhi today. In hockey, India will lock horns with China at the ongoing Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Bihar this evening. The match will begin at 4:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.